The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Feels more comfortable talking on the headset than holding that phone up the whole time. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Hey,
look, I'm live. I'm not Memorex.
Well, I don't know if people remember that or not.
It was a commercial.
Ye================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ was...
No. The cassette tapes.
Yeah, cassette tapes.
Yeah, not CDs. Those were after cassette tapes.
I know. I know what cassette tapes were. I know what 8-tracks were.
So do I.
Yeah.
Cassette tapes were the things you saw shining on the side of the road where somebody got mad at it when it got all tangled and threw it out the window of the car.
That's right. Like batteries at the Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. My parents had a car back, oh my gosh, in the 60s with a cassette, 8-track cassette player in it. Man, I used to, whatever they were doing, I'd sit in the car and listen to the 8-track, listen to the Association. Used to listen to those guys and all those kind of groups. That's how I memorized a lot of songs back in the day.
You know what pencils were for back then? They weren't for writing.
No, they were for screwing a
tightening your cassette.
Cassette tape back up. Yep. Hey, just got an email from Dave. He said wanted to say hello. Doing a lot of fishing. Bass have been biting great. And he's going to be picking up the Maryland Hunting Quarterly at Clyde's, and he's going to order a couple hats from us.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, the hat business is kind of through this whole thing. I mean, it's there, but it's just, you know, we're not doing a total promotion like we should, you know.
We understand that people don't have extra.
Oh, sure. Of course. We have a registered trademark. Geestern Shore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Geestern, Geestern Shore. We love on the Eastern Shore. Geese love the winter here. And so it's Geestern Shore. And some of our listeners have ordered hats, and we put their pictures on our website. It's great. And it's geesternshore.com, very simple. And we've got hats and stickers out there for sale. So anyway, that's cool. Today, Bobby Newton, one of our majors, will be just on the south side, I guess, of the C&D Canal Bridge.
Yep.
Okay, that's on 213 or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still 213? I guess it's still 213.
Yeah, 213. At 401 Seafood. So we're looking forward to getting up there. He's going to be measuring deer. So if you're in Harford, Cecil, Queen Anne's, Kent County, and want to have your deer measured in time to make the record book, stop by the crab place there just on this side of the bridge.
I just had an epiphany.
Oh, no. Another one?
Yes.
Normally that happens when you're in the bathroom.
I know. That's my best place. I got a little tickle in my throat. Sorry.
I hear you.
You're going to be at a crab place. What did I tell you I wanted to eat this weekend?
I thought you said steamed shrimp.
Nope.
Okay. Anyway.
And you're going to be there all afternoon.
I'm going to be in the area visiting all our crab businesses for the Maryland Loves Crabs. And if you have a crab picture, by the way, if you've been out crabbing, we'd love to see that picture. You can email it to me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Bucks, bears, stags, we're wrapping up our measuring time frame. We've been delayed, you know, 2 more months. The deadline is now June 15th to get any bucks, bears, or stags measured. Visit on the website, send us an email, call Robin on her bucks, bears, and stags phone. Private message us through Facebook. And, you know, we have over 2,800 people now.
I know.
That's pretty good. So, all right. But the radio show is 410 WCBM 680, and I think we have Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan and Rob. How you all doing?
Doing good. Good morning, Glenn. Morning. I have really got a frog. I'm sorry. Good morning, Glenn.
It just seems like just quantum leap in time anymore. It just seems like it's hardly been a couple of days since I talked to you last week.
I know it. Yep.
Time is flying.
Yep. So everybody's still good?
Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy.
Wonderful.
The grandkids.
He's amazing. I just look at Alan some days and I said, you know, we got the cutest grandkid that's ever been born, but he's just got such personality. I guess I never knew I could feel this way about a little kid like that.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Excuse me.
Younger grandkids, they walk around, just sort of have talking.
Yeah.
I mean, they say something like hi, or if he's got a ball, he's playing with it, he'll say ball.
Yep.
But he's 22 months old.
Those days are yet to come. Jameson just turned, what is he now?
7 months this week.
7 months this week. 7 months. When was he born? The sixth or the third?
The third.
Yeah. So he's actually 7 months and 4 days, according to Robin.
Yeah. But he's 7 months and wonderful is what he is.
There you go.
And he's getting his third tooth.
Oh, yeah.
So he just, never mind. I'm just sitting here. I gush. I said I was not going to be one of those grandparents.
Yeah, you are.
I am so totally one of those grandparents.
Yep. Why don't we find out what Glenn's been up to?
What have you been up to, Glenn?
Well, I'm home. I go to clean up in half a little bit. And what it was, you know, it was.
Yep.
I did some of the last turkey hunting. But,
yep.
I didn't see any or hear anything. I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
And my friend, the groundhog has been having trouble with getting it into his garden. Tuesday, I was up there, and when we got back from where we went, and we were handed to go vote. And
yeah.
We got back down and saw a couple groundhogs just out. They got like a maid lady, and he has his ladies.
Got it.
And just passed his lane down to the woods. It's been very far away. He saw a couple groundhogs out and tagged it. Then we pulled into his lane. His garden's right on the left. And he said, daggone, and ate off his sweet potatoes.
Oh, man. Yeah, they could be destructive. There's no question.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I told him he needs to get a fence. He said, well, they'll just dig the other one. He said, it'll be a turn for a little bit till they,
yep.
till they figure things out. So.
Yeah. Well, you gotta, if you get put a fence in, you gotta dig it down about 18 inches and bury the bottom wire. It makes it harder for them. They'll still burrow under it. But, you know, I find a 22 Magnum is the most effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On what?
Groundhog.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Groundhog. Now, he can...
I want to come up and get it.
Yeah, well, you know, he could also invest in a live trap, Glenn. And, you know, I like the biggest one that they make that's open on both ends and use a chunk of cantaloupe for bait. Mm-hmm. Cut up the cantaloupe and make a little trail into the trap and then out of the trap and make sure that, you know, the way the trap works is everything's spring action. So you open the doors up and what that does is it raises a little plate in the center of the trap. And so when the groundhog steps on the plate, the doors go shut on both sides, you know, and he can't get back out. So, you know, I like the walkthrough one because they feel a little more comfortable. They're not looking at a fence on one end or the other. They, you know, they look like they're going in there and get a meal and go right out the other side. But very effective on raccoons and on groundhogs as well. The big Havahart, I can't, maybe Robin can look it up, the big double door Havahart that's probably 30 inches long and maybe a foot by a foot square. So, But, you know, that was a very, I think I trapped 13 in my yard in Baltimore County one day. Or one year, got rid of them. So, yeah.
Dad, when we first moved into his office, it was a farmhouse.
Yeah.
For his dental office. And we had to renovate the whole thing, and there was an old barn out back.
Right.
And he'd be doing patients, and he'd look in the backyard, and there are these rats running around.
Oh, boy.
Because the barn had feed. And,
well, sure.
So he would sit out there on the weekends and take pot shots at the rats.
Take pot shots at the rats. Yeah, yeah.
Wait for one to come out of the barn.
Yep.
God, that was 40 years ago, 50 years ago almost.
Yep. Yeah, the Have a Heart two-door easy set is a good one. There's a large one. The large one is what I'd recommend for groundhogs and raccoons. It's a Have a Heart two-door trap. It's $65. You know, and there's other ones out there as well, but, you know, there you go. So they do like cantaloupe, I can tell you that. They like apples, they like cantaloupe, they like any sweet fruit if you're going to try and trap one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.
No, Rob, you'll take care of everything that you and your body family gets this thing. Last sound, it's kind of half-fading out.
Yeah, it's slowing down a lot, no question. No question.
Glenn, so. You take care of yourself. You sound really good today. It's a good day. You know, I think everybody's just kind of perking up, feeling a little better.
Yep.
While we're in the so-called phase two, or at least a good step into it anyway.
That's right.
Yep.
So, all right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks,
Glenn. Bye-bye. So here we are back the way it should be. Thank you to Eric, our station engineer, who stepped in and helped us out over the news break.
Everybody worked really hard to get us to.
Yeah, Eric, Chris, and
me,
and Robin. She, you know,
full of myself.
Yes, you are. Robin is our technical
technical goddess.
Technical goddess. Yes. Yes, no question. Far more technical than me.
I was going to smack his hands, Chris. He got on there during the break and said, "Let me look at this for my own edification." I said, "Don't you touch a thing." Edification.
Smack down again. That's okay.
Well, there was a reason. It was completely legit.
Should I remind our listeners of the time you deleted 500 emails from my phone?
No, because we almost broke up because of that, because you were a jerk.
Okay. Oh, save me, Chris. Help me out here, buddy.
No, he's not going to help you out because you were a jerk.
Perhaps. But I'll tell you what.
Chris, you've never seen a face like that in your entire life. I said, I can get them back. Relax.
But in the meantime, the veins were probably, you know, popping out at the forehead.
We were driving down the road.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'd only been dating maybe a year.
I said, check my emails. She didn't like me on the phone while we're driving. Of course, I don't get on the phone while we're driving.
Yeah, sure. Right.
So, anyway.
You gave the phone to Robin and
yep.
You checked it. Or she checked it.
She checked it and then deleted 500 emails.
Every one of them came back.
They did. But I was quite upset.
Yeah, the only time you have a problem is if you delete them from your delete file.
Correct. Yeah.
You thought I had committed the original sin or something. I don't know. It was
wow. And I can just imagine going down the road at 60 miles an hour, what the temperature was like in the cab.
It was not good.
I can imagine.
So, anyway, that being said, let me talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Okay, folks, you've been locked down. You've been staying at home. You've looked outside. You see that backyard, and you go, you know, if we're going to be here, we may as well make use of that space in the back. Well, you put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. We're talking tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs, that poly tables and chairs, you know, not the wood stuff that's going to rot away. And we got all different colors to match your color scheme, whatever you want. You know, team colors if you want. Ravens or Redskins or somebody. You know, even the Steelers. Well, maybe not the Steelers. But there's... They have that giant selection of furniture out there in the back, and you can see it right there, Route 50, headed either direction at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds, that's what invites you to Backyard Billy's Backyard. There's free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, they have a showroom, and inside that giant showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills, also for the backyard, pellet grills by Traeger. They got the Big Green Egg. They've got Kamado Joe. And Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals starting today. Stop by when you stop by for grill demo day between 10 and 2. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and you wanted to check it out. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations, the fire rings for any lifestyle theme and any budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Pellet, you know, they have pellet grills, so they sell the bulk pellets as well for those of you who heat with pellets. And Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert, the installation, and they even installed the stone you know, that replaced the brick on the fireplace. So it's really good, really good. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call them 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is gonna look great. Now we switch to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. Rods and reels by Shakespeare and Pfluger and Ugly Stick and Pen Reels and all the others. They've got kids fishing combos. They've got trolling lures for the, you know, for striped bass and also for the, you know, for the Spanish mackerel. We've got monofilament line. All different manufacturers. They've got the braided Power Pro, if you like that, too. They've got rod and reel repair, if you want to break a tip off the rod and you want to get replaced, or you break a guide, they can rewind that. Reel repairs is real big. They can tear any kind of reel apart, put it back together, lube it up, and make sure that all the parts are working and it's smooth. Live and frozen bait, crabbing supplies, trot line, traps, seasoning, steamers, since you were talking about crabs earlier. Mm-hmm. Yep, circle hooks for rockfish and more. All this at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit, number 9, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 is their phone number for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
We'll continue to push temperatures up near 90 degrees, but a front coming through could bring some stronger storms this afternoon, and we'll have a break in the heat as we look ahead towards Sunday, Monday. So somewhere around 90 this afternoon, this morning some isolated showers around later. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mid to late afternoon. Now, these storms could contain some gusty winds and heavier downpours. 90 degrees a high? Yeah, well above average. Overnight tonight, showers and thunderstorms and sunshine tomorrow. Very pleasant, high near 80 degrees. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, this is Sean Casey.
Hi,
I'm Bruce Elliott. We'd like to thank you for listening to The Morning Drive every weekday morning from 6 to 9.
You know, it's where we come together to hear the news.
And talk about it.
To share our stories and concerns.
And figure out how we're going to beat this invisible enemy.
We'd like to thank our sponsors who make it all possible.
And remind you to continue to support them during these tough times.
Above all, we'd like to thank you for your support.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look clean. Oh, Charlotte, here's what you bring. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy.
Mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman.
That's like Rob. She'd go down and buy the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Poke salad ain't.
Here got it ready.
Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain gang.
All right, Chris. Any callers on the line, buddy?
No. No, there's nobody on the line. You know, I didn't realize how poisonous that stuff is.
What's that?
Poke salad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful.
I had to look it up.
Yeah,
you
got to
be careful.
You got to be careful because that's just as bad as, what is it, the if you have sushi, there's a particular fish that is highly poisonous. And,
yeah, the puffer fish.
Puffer fish.
And exactly, and it's got to be prepared a certain way, and you've got to sign a waiver in case, you know, the chef made a mistake.
Exactly.
You have to go to school, actually, to even be allowed to butcher it.
Wow.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not that hungry.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Give me white
Robin,
perch.
If Robin puts a plate of poke salad in front of you, run. You've done something really bad.
Yeah.
He didn't bring crabs home.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, no crabs? Don't worry. I've got
some poke salad.
Got some poke salad and some puffer fish here for you to eat. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Wow. Okay, so have a wonderful day. Thank you for your great show, Alan, Robin, and Chris. That's signed by Chuck. And he said, thank you for always making me smile every Saturday morning. So thank you, Chuck, for the kind words. We appreciate that. John B. says, I'm glad you got the problem fixed. Captain Don sent me a picture of a groundhog standing in the road with the caption, he's looking for a cantaloupe. And Captain Don also sent me the migration map of striped bass. So that's interesting. That'd be interesting.
Is that our Chuck?
Huh?
Is that our Chuck?
What do you mean our Chuck?
Our Chuck.
Well, I don't know if it's the one that called this morning or not.
No. The other Chuck.
No. I haven't heard from Chuck this morning.
Okay. So, I got to text him, and I didn't want to text him if he's still sleeping.
Well, I don't know. Don't know. So, all right. Well, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Be glad to hear from you on the Outdoors and Radio Show, fishing, hunting, great outdoors, most of the stuff related to that. And, you know, I will tell you, I have been also delivering a Maryland Hunting Quarterly into different venues. Gun shops, some of them are sold out of just about anything except the, you know, the higher end goose guns and things like that as far as shotguns are concerned. But there's, it's very interesting. Mossberg makes a couple little short shotguns. And one of them has like a rounded pistol grip on it. That's considered a handgun. So that has to, that's a regulated firearm in Maryland. Pump shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it has a shortened stock.
Yeah, the tactical version.
Yeah. Then there's another Mossberg that I did not know, also short, with a pistol grip, What is it called? Otherwise, man, I can't remember the technical name. But that shotgun is considered a Class 3 firearm.
Because?
Because it has a couple little accessories on it that Maryland considers it a class, or I guess, I don't know if it's federal or what it is, but I didn't have a lot of time to discuss it, but I couldn't believe that you've got shotguns that are, you know, like that, that are considered Class 3. I don't think it's fully automatic. It's only, you know, the whatever the legal barrel length is, plus the little short stock, it's only about 2 feet long, something like that, or a little longer. And you know, it's a Class 3.
But that gun looks mean.
It looks bad,
so
yes.
Therefore, we have
evil.
To get rid of it.
It's evil. Evil, evil, evil. So, yes, indeed. Randy wants to hear more about the emails that were erased.
Stoke the fire, Randy.
I think that ship has sailed. I hope.
No, I've never gotten over the fact you acted like a turkey.
Well, you know what? I was very...
emotionally attached to your email.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. So, how many of you remember Jane Goodall? She's
yes.
still around. She's still around.
She's got to be like 90-something.
I don't know how old she is.
She is. Hold on.
Anyway, she's a primatologist. You know, she's like Dr. Doolittle with the chimps and so forth over there and wherever she did her research. But anyway, she said...
86.
So she chimed in, you know, on this whole thing. She said that humanity must drastically change our diets and our treatment of wild and farmed animals if we want to avoid future pandemics after the COVID-19 subsides. Jane, can I say this? I agree with you to some extent. You don't eat stuff that is whose bodies are riddled and affected with viruses like bats,
snakes.
And snakes and stuff like that. There was a cute cartoon out there. No, I can't say it. I can't talk about it. Anyway, our disrespect for wild animals and our disrespect for farm... We disrespect them, Chris, you know? We disrespect wild and farm animals has created this situation where disease can spill over to infect human beings. She said on June 2nd in an online event hosted by the Campaigning Group, oh, boy, I bet you got to look this one up. Compassion in World Farming.
She probably says that as she's sticking her fork in a medium-rare steak.
Oh, Chris, you're so cynical.
Yeah.
You're so cynical.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, you are.
But it's
yes.
probably the truth.
Yes, this is all in The Guardian, which is a British paper. If we do not do things differently, we are finished. We can't go on very much longer than this. Her and AOC would get along just fine. We only have 11 years left, or we're all going to die.
That's right. Wasn't the world supposed to end like this year or something like that?
The year's not over.
Year's not over yet.
No, and then, well, I mean, sometime this end. And then I can remember growing up in the 60s, it was supposed to end, oh, my gosh, how many times?
Oh, yeah. No question. Yep.
I can remember that.
You can?
I was 6, 7 when we turned to the 70s.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just say this. When I was a kid, there was a story out there, and it went like this. There was a lecture, and the lecturer said to the assembled crowd, "The world is going to end in 5,000 years." And one guy jumped up and he said, What? What'd you just say? He said, "The world is going to end in 5,000 years. The guy said, "Oh, thank goodness, I thought you said 500.
Well, that sounds like something she would say.
Of course, yeah. So now we're down to less than two decades. You know, we're done. Unless we passed the new Green Deal. Then we got it made.
Oh, God.
And stop eating animals. Oh, my gosh. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 if you'd like to weigh in on this and save me.
You have somebody saving you on the phone now.
I do.
Dale.
Oh, Dale's on the phone. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning,
Uncle Dale.
Everyone.
How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for saving him.
Yeah, well, thing that worries me, Robin, is your grandson and my grandson. Oh, what the heck they're going to be stepping into.
I try to play stupid.
Yeah, me too. I'm very good at that, by the way. So,
Dale, one of my grandsons is old enough to be in Washington protesting.
Okay, well, that's certainly his right.
Of course. And you know, if he is, good for him, you know.
Yeah. Alan, I happened to be channel surfing the other night on TV and ran across a show on MPT.
Okay.
It's called Alone in the Wilderness. I don't know if you've ever heard of Dick Pranicki or not. He was a...
say the name again. Say
Dick
the name.
Dick Pranicki.
Okay.
He was a mechanic during the war stationed in Alaska.
Okay.
In the early 60s, he took off and built a cabin on Twin Lakes by hand with no power tools, all hand tools, saws, and everything else. And he stayed in that cabin for the next 35 years. Fascinating man.
Wow.
Unbelievable what he, and there was a documentary on. He filmed himself. He had a, I don't know if it was an 8mm or 16mm camera that he had. And, he filmed, all of his adventures up there. And, MPT runs this thing from time to time. And it's just, you should see every time. I've seen it three or four times.
Yeah.
But it's more amazing every time I see it. It's just that he did all this by hand. And I have to kind of chuckle. You know, watch some of these shows on some of the cable channels about, you know, building Alaska and how they're, you know, building all these things. They got their power tools and their generators. And he's got his handsaw, his bow saw, chisels.
That's pretty funny.
He built a wonderful cabin, complete with a stone chimney. It's just
given enough time and the right tools, even hand tools, you can accomplish a lot.
But the
craftsmanship is better than most of the time you use power tools. You know,
he made wooden utensils. He made wooden bowls. He just did everything.
That's cool.
It was just but he actually lived up there for 35 years by himself. He finally got too old to handle the Alaskan winters and came back. Now I don't know whether his cabin is still there or not. I think the Park Service took it over, but people might want to look it up because I have to, like I say, I have to chuckle because they watch these other shows on TV with all, you know, they're complaining about they can't get the materials and flow planes not coming in, and it's funny.
Yes, it is. It sounds fascinating, though. I'd love to watch some of that. No question about it.
It's on. MPT runs it from time to time, although they include it with their begathons. But you can actually get copies. I have his book. There's a book that was written about him. I have a copy of it. Next time I get them down with you, I'll bring it in and let you take a look at it.
Oh, that'd be great. Sure, I appreciate that.
And hopefully that'll be sometime soon. I was hoping the governor would do us a favor the other day, but
this is not me, okay? But I heard a new name for the governor in Southern Maryland the other day, and especially from the restaurant owners, who are not exactly pleased. His new nickname is now Lockdown Larry.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good.
How would you like to be in Garrett County? They've had a total of 10 cases.
Yeah.
No deaths.
Nope.
What do you do?
I can tell you what they do in Allegheny County. They pretty much ignore it.
Yeah.
I mean, they put the signs up on the windows, but, you know. So.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, I did stay up there at the Hampton Inn, which is a really nice place. There were, I think, four cars in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And everybody has the plexiglass now, you know, to social distance between the clerk and the person. And they were asking you to wear a mask, you know, when you went in. And they were all wearing masks,
mm-hmm.
you know. But there was no business, you know, because there's nothing open. So one of our other measures, Chuck and I, we spent, you know, the night there because we didn't want the long drive back. He stayed, you know, across the hall, and we talked a little bit in the evening. But I had driven up, you know, after doing the show last Saturday, and so I was pretty much exhausted. But the restaurants in Allegheny County were outside dining only.
I see.
Yeah, outside dining only. So we, and then, you know, they're behind the counter. They take your order. They run it up to the kitchen. The kitchen runs it back down and, you know, serves you. But it was, it's a whole new dynamic for these restaurants that aren't interested in stuff. So.
No. Well, you see what's happened in town with Ruby Tuesdays.
No, what happened?
They've got picnic tables in the parking lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I saw that. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of begathons, I saw this yesterday. This is from our favorite beggars, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they have a blog, Save the Bay 2020. Would you like to hear the title?
No, but tell me anyway.
Racism Hurts the Bay.
It's gone. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say no more. Okay.
Say no more, can read sir.
It for yourself.
Alan, y'all have a good day.
All right, man. Let's hope it opens up and you and I can have a coffee somewhere.
Yeah. Sounds like a wiener.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Take it easy, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Robin, you too. All right, you bet. Bye now.
Bye bye.
You have Ted on the phone.
I have Ted on the phone and Emmett's right behind him. And I got a text from Emmett. He said he prays for the deer right alongside the potatoes and gravy when he offers grace.
Cool.
Yeah. So, Ted, good morning. Let's talk to Ted. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I was calling. I had a couple questions, two about crabbing.
Okay.
The length of a trout line with a crabbing license in Maryland. Not a commercial, but just a regular boat license for crabbing.
Right.
And where are the crabs at?
Yeah, if you can figure that out, every waterman in the world wants to pick your brain because it's rough out there right now.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you want to know about a crab? You want to know about the length of a trout line?
Right, yeah. Now.
Oh, Robin's looking that up for you. I think it's 1,000 feet.
I used to know. I think it is, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's 1,000 feet or 500 feet, but
I'm going as fast as I can.
We'll have that answer for you here shortly. So, anyway, what else, Ted? Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, about hunting.
Okay.
One of the clubs I belong to, we lease several state leases.
Yes.
And the state has you have to stay 50 yards from a property line.
Right.
And then I'm not sure, and I don't know if you would know, I think the state only recognizes blue now. I know it used to be blue and white, I believe.
Yeah, blue, now, I believe blue is the color for marking, yeah.
So I was recently on a piece of property and there was no blue. It was a small piece of property inside of a large piece of property that we leased.
Right.
And, of course, I got close to it.
Right.
Closer than I was supposed to be. But anyway.
Okay. So what happened?
I was curious if you knew the colors, if blue was the only color recognized by the state.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if it's recognized by the state, but if I see paint splashes on trees, I'm going to say to myself, you know, somebody put those on there for a reason.
Right.
You know, I'm going to stay back away from that and treat that as a safety zone. Just kind of, you know, if it's white, if it's red, if it's blue, but I don't know if there's an official recognition by the state. I think that is that bright royal blue color that they want you to use. That's the one I've seen the most of.
Right.
But like I said, if I see paint on a tree, I'm going to figure that somebody doesn't want me in there.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, our buddy Chris up in Harford County says 1,200 foot.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
1,200. Great.
1,200.
Right. Okay, that's good.
All right. So, yeah, Chris.
He was doing good. He was doing a lot quicker than I was because I was getting nowhere.
Well, maybe he trot lined.
I know, but I'm saying I was trying to do it and I couldn't find it.
Oh. Well, anyway. Hey, buddy, thanks for the call. We got a couple other folks behind you there. Ted,
right,
I appreciate
you.
It. All right, man. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Good morning, Emmett.
How are you, Robin?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I want you to know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking a little politics there. I did do that 1,000 rally.
You did?
Oh, yeah. It's very peaceful, very positive. They said the pledge, thank God, bless America. It's a very positive rally.
So, good, good. Hey, look.
I mean, I like to go to ones that are going to be positive, so.
Yes, I agree.
By the way, that man who was talking about that show, about the man in the wilderness, is called Into the Wilderness.
Into the Wilderness, okay.
Right. It's a fantastic. I'm not a tool guy. I'm mesmerized by what this guy did with hand tools.
Sure.
He made his own furniture, his own door latches. The only thing he used that was artificial was tar paper for the roof and some type of, like a plastic covering for on the cabin. That was it.
Yeah.
It's an amazing show.
Into the Wilderness.
Have any guns at all?
No, they're not selling guns anymore.
They're not.
Nope.
I'm surprised.
Nope.
And ammo's very limited.
Yeah, ammo's
very
limited too.
Limited.
Here's the thing, though. You know, people want buckshot. They want buckshot. They want buckshot. Shoot somebody with a number two goose shot. It pretty much has the same deterrent effect. You know?
Well, like that.
I don't think so, buddy. I think they've pretty much eliminated their whole hunting equipment. That's why you go to places like Clyde Sports Shop, you know, where they love what we do and we love what they do, you know.
I think there's a Eastern gun shop on Eastern Avenue that still sells.
Yeah. So.
It's really small.
Support your local businessman that supports the things that you like.
Yeah. Well, we have to talk about our sponsors there, Emma. You know, we've got to recommend people go to them. So we just...
If I was close to Clyde, I'd go.
Yeah, of course. I know. Well, you're not far from 95. Jump on 95, get off South Caton Avenue exit. That's pretty easy.
Which exit would I take?
Take 95 south towards D.C.
Uh-huh.
And get off South Caton Avenue exit.
Okay.
You're not that far.
Or, no, better yet, 95 to 695. And then literally as soon as you get off of 95 onto 695, you'll be getting off at exit 9.
South Caton Avenue takes you into Lansdowne Road.
Okay.
Okay, because, yeah, every so often I have to be out that way.
Yeah.
And visit relatives, and I'll do that.
Yep. If you're out that way, that's the back way in, Chris. Didn't know if you knew that. He doesn't have to go to the Beltway. He gets off South Caton, goes right past the McDonald's on the left-hand side up the hill, turns on Lansdowne Road, turns right on Hammond's Ferry, and there you are.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Say bye.
Bye-bye. Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Morning.
What's going on, man?
Just want to give a little shout-out to the turtles out here. I do a lot of traveling up and down 404 to Delaware and all.
Right.
There's a lot of turtles crossing the road now.
That's true.
I've seen a lot of them, you know, kind of little puck smacks, you know.
I know. I hate it, too.
Yeah, and I don't know. Apparently, I guess it's they're having little ones now.
I don't know. I'm not sure if they're in search of places to lay their eggs or what the breeding thing is on that. So,
right.
I got another question about the is there a later turkey hunt come up, like fall turkey or something?
Only in the western part of the state.
Only in the western part. Now, does Maryland have, see, in Delaware, you have to take it's a written test, but you have to take it and have a documentation on you.
Right.
Saying that you took that test. Does Maryland have that same thing or?
For?
To go turkey hunting. You know, it'd be a violation if you don't have that in Delaware. You know, just like the
like a turkey tag, like a bow hunting tag, or something like that.
Some kind of test, he said.
A test? Oh, you have to. Yeah, you have to have a hunter's education course to get get a license.
Totally separate. Like you have to take
a turkey course.
A turkey course only. You can do it online, but you have to have, just like Delaware has their. I don't know, a fin number or something like that. When you get your fishing license, you got to call in, and they got to give you this number for.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you harvest the turkey, you have to call it in. But as far as prior, I don't know of anything that you need anything like that.
Gotcha. I was just curious about that. I mean, I haven't seen anything in the book saying about Maryland, but they do have that in Delaware, though.
Got it.
And that show everybody's talking about. Yeah, you get a chance to look at that. That's good. It's good to watch.
Got it.
Into the wild.
Yeah, that's good shit. All right. Well,
all right, man.
Have a good day.
All right, Johnny. Thank you, buddy.
All right, I'll be talking to you again.
All right, man. Take care.
There is a mandatory turkey safety course in Delaware.
In Delaware.
For the first time.
Wow. Well, I mean, people do get shot turkey hunting, and so if you haven't had a turkey season, you know, for a while, you know what, it might not be a bad idea for Maryland to adopt that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I agree, actually. Anyway, you have to have the card in your possession while hunting.
Okay.
And public land hunters must have an annual permit from the division.
Interesting.
Yep, you got another caller, Bill.
Let's talk to Bill. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I'm a big supporter of Donald Trump, but I heard something on the radio today. He's going to open up all this area of commercial fishing in Maine. And I'm wondering, you know, how, you know, at some point, you know, that might affect Maryland. I mean, he may do something similar like that in Maryland. And I've already, like, over the years, I've seen the bluefish and everything. Like, you don't catch as many bluefish as you used to catch. So the commercial fishing is dominated, you know, more of the local fishing. And
I think the bluefish thing is more of a migration and a cyclical thing. That one particular species, you know, the bluefish that we get in the Chesapeake Bay start off heading this way off the coast of Africa. I don't know if you knew that or not. And they make their ocean run. They make their ocean.
Africa, from what I understand, they get some big blues in Africa.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Well, I don't know how the Trump ruling or dropping the regulations or increasing the regulations or whatever you're talking about in Maine there as far as commercial fishing, how that's going to affect Maryland. I don't know. It all depends on, you know, what's migrating in and out of there at what time of the year and how they're handling it. I can't answer your question on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just kind of wondered, you know, how it might eventually translate, you know, something might happen in Maryland similar to that, but I mean, generally I'm in favor of his policies, and I know back, like, in, I don't know, it was like years ago, there was like big schools of bluefish into the bay, and they had these people who were like, they had sonar with planes, and they were actually, you know, taking big schools of bluefish out of the bay, entire schools, you know, of blues out of the bay, and then
mm-hmm.
they were, like, you know, being, like, sent to overseas, you know, and so forth.
I hear you. Well, Yeah, you know, fish can definitely be overfished, like our menhaden are overfished, and that's the fish oil business down there in Virginia, where they do the exact same thing with the spotter planes and the big purse seines, and they scoop up this big schools of menhaden at one time where they surround them and so forth. The bluefish,
exactly.
The bluefish, I'm not sure what led to the decline of them coming into the bay, but I'm gonna stick with the fact that it's a cyclical thing with the bluefish. I mean, you can take so many out, but there's still so many left. So,
all right.
Well, I mean, look at the Boston mackerel. Look at the mackerel run off Ocean City. We used to have that years ago. You know,
I never caught one of them.
Well, you know, the whole thing is you know, based on a lot of environmental factors, food, migration, weather patterns, Gulf Stream, you name it. And I don't think you can just point to one thing and say this is this and this is that. There's a lot of, you know, moving parts to our fisheries. You know, somebody said years ago, the blue crab population in Maryland, as far as managing it, it's like managing a bunch of bugs crawling around on the floor of the bay.
Yeah.
How do you do it? So.
Yeah. And the thing that upsets me most about that, commercial fishermen can catch, crabbers can catch, you know, an awful lot of female crabs. Yet if I go down to Sandy Point just on a pier, which I normally do, and I might catch three crabs one day, you know, three female crabs, I got to throw them back.
Yep.
These commercial crabbers can keep, because of the lobbyists, I guess, can keep as many as they want, you know.
No, that's not true, Bill. That's not true. They have a limit. They have a limit that's based on the annual dredge survey. And they have to hail in and hail out with their crabs, and they're only allowed to harvest so many female crabs. So,
all right.
Yep. Hey, buddy, I got to go. I got to talk about backyard billies. I appreciate the call and the discussion, and we'll talk again soon, I guess.
Okay, take care. Bye.
You too, buddy. Hey, you put it off long enough. You know, you've looked out there in the backyard, and you go, man, it'd be nice to have a picnic table, a nice place to sit back there. Maybe a storage shed, maybe a little tiki bar, maybe a nice grill, maybe all of the above. Well, it's time to pull the trigger. Dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Furniture, storage sheds, and grills from Backyard Billy's. Saturdays are grill demonstration days, grill demo days, Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. Taste testing, pro tips, giveaways, and grill package deals. Backyard Billy's, exit 44 off Route 50 on Kent Island. 410-827.